Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day with an inventive piece of economics. The idea that the best way to stop inflation, to cut it short before it devastates our economy, is spend, spend, and spend. Who says so? That's part of what President Biden said last night, part of the most controversial aspect of his town hall meeting, in which he dealt with a number of the ongoing controversies. Speaking of ongoing controversies, the Olympics start tomorrow. They have their opening ceremony. They've already had preliminary events. The opening ceremony is running into a great deal of controversy concerning revelations about the people who designed those opening ceremonies. We will get to that. We will also get to the city council member in Alabama who was under fire for having used the N-word at a public meeting to refer to one of his colleagues, then denied that he used it and defied people to produce the tape. They did. We will share it with you. It's not a good look. And speaking of not a good look, race relations in America, well, again, the Gallup poll says they're terrible. And maybe I have to reconsider my immediately benign view, because it turns out that in Punta Gorda, Florida, there's an unidentified man who has been hassling elementary school children. These are little kids with swastika flags and more. And the police department says not illegal. We will get to that story as well. And to new comments by President Donald Trump concerning the election, concerning Mike Pence, and more. Comments that he made back on March 31st when he gave an exclusive interview to the author of a book called I Alone Can Fix It. President Trump having something to say about the January 6th issue, which continues to be an item paralyzing Congress, where I wish and only wish that Kevin McCarthy and Nancy Pelosi could work it out and could go ahead and staff the select committee that the House had decided to put forward, and we could finally finish the obsession with January 6th, which isn't healthy for the country, for the Republican Party, for the Democratic Party, or for anyone, it seems to me. 1-800-955-1776. First up, Joe Biden talking about the inflation problem, which is rising in all of the polls as a public concern and an increasingly serious public concern for millions of Americans, particularly in swing districts that will determine control of the House. Here is President Biden talking about how he means to reduce inflation. Listen, clip 8.
If you're pumping all of this money into the economy, couldn't that add to...
No, look, here's the deal. Moody's today, we're now a Wall Street firm, not some liberal think tank, said if we pass the other two things I'm trying to get done, we will, in fact, reduce inflation. Reduce inflation. Because we're going to be providing good opportunities and jobs for people who, in fact, are going to be reinvesting that money back in all the things we're talking about. Driving down prices, not raising prices. And so I sincerely mean this. Prices are up now, and they're up. For example, you're in a position where you're trying to build a house, try to find 2x4s and lumber. Well, guess what? People stop working. cutting lumber. They stopped doing it because the unemployment was so down. Now all of a sudden there's this need because people are coming back. And guess what? Instead of paying 10 cents, you're paying 20. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It relates to what, in fact, is now needed because we're growing.
Okay. Most economists, almost all economists, will tell you that inflation really is not based upon how much lumber you can get out there. It's based upon how much demand there is for lumber. And the reason the price of lumber went up so high is because there wasn't an increase in supply and there was an increase in demand. And pumping money into the economy, the whole idea of it is to motivate the economy with a surge in demand. It's demand-side economics, not supply-side economics, which is more identified with Republican ideas. There was a response, you could say, to what President Biden talked about last night from an MSNBC panel that actually included a number of prominent people on the left, like Willie Geist of MSNBC and Ryan Clancy, who's actually the chief strategist for No Labels, which is the political organization that, for instance, Joe Lieberman has been involved with that wants to move beyond partisanship. But here's what they talked about new polling that shows that swing district voters don't like the $3.5 trillion spending spree. Listen.
Down in your polling, 57% of the people you talk to say, we want the bipartisan bill. That looks good. We like parties working together, bridges, roads, and all that. But this $4.7 trillion package that the White House and Democrats are talking about goes too far.
Yeah, I want to give you some findings that really just get to the public's collective unease. Once you start getting to those numbers, we asked a question where we said, if there was that level of spending, what would concern you? And here's what we got. We got 74% would be concerned with runaway inflation. 78% that it would be higher taxes on them personally down the line, 69% lower growth, 69% a negative impact on my family's finances.
Okay, that's very high numbers. People are worried about inflation. And by the way, Moody's, Mr. President, did not say what he said Moody said, which is that spend more and more and more, and that's going to bring inflation down. Here's how its report actually summarized its conclusion about the effect of this federal spending on inflation. Quote, worries that the plan will ignite undesirably high inflation and an overheating economy are overdone. It also says those worries cannot be dismissed. At no point does the report suggest that passing Biden's spending plans will reduce inflation, as the president said. No matter how many times Biden repeats the magic words, reduce inflation, reduce inflation, reduce inflation, was it self-hypnosis? Jim Tankersley points out that the report also says that much of the additional fiscal support being considered is designed to lift the economy's longer-term growth potential and ease inflation pressures, which is, of course, quite different from a conclusion by Moody's that Biden's spending plans would reduce inflation. Moody's does not in the report attempt to estimate the trajectory of inflation with and without the spending. One can only hope, for the sake of the market, which was almost exactly flat today, the sake of the economy, the sake of jobs, the sake of America, that this does stay under control. When we come back, we'll get to the latest from President Trump, his comments about the what actually happened on January 6th, and the basically assaulting of children, not physically assaulting them, but certainly assaulting their space and their sense of well-being with Nazi paraphernalia, and new revelations at the Olympics, and the fate of an Alabama councilman. That and more. All coming up on the Mended Show. ¶¶
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Medved Show, your source for all the Olympic coverage you need. Of course, I don't believe you need much Olympic coverage, but there's this, a breaking news from Bloomberg. The creative director of the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games in Tokyo was fired today. A just a day before the opening ceremonies are set to take place. Kentaro Kobayashi, who had previously been a member of a popular comedy duo, was terminated after a video of a comedy routine he performed back in the 1990s surfaced, in which he joked about the Holocaust. Organizing committee president Seiko Hashimoto said a day ahead of the opening ceremonies that the director of those ceremonies, Kentaro Kobayashi, has been dismissed. Kobayashi used a joke about the Holocaust in his comedy routine, including the phrase, which apparently was repeated more than once, "Let's play Holocaust." Jeremy suggested he probably would not have been appointed to be the organizing committee president or the creative director of the opening ceremonies at all if he'd said, instead of saying "Let's play Holocaust, let's play Hiroshima." Certain things probably best to leave out of the comedy routine. We found out that Mr. Kobayashi, in his own performance, has used a phrase ridiculing a historical tragedy. Hashimoto said, "We deeply apologize for causing such a development the day before the opening ceremonies, which I'm sure are going to be absolutely wonderful and awe-inspiring, and for causing troubles and concerns to many involved parties, as well as the people in Tokyo and the rest of the country." Japan is a wonderful country. It is a great U.S. ally. I'm sorry they're having to go through this Olympic ordeal. I hope it gets better. Earlier this week, the composer Keigo Oyamada, whose music was expected to be used tomorrow, was forced to resign. Why? No, this has nothing to do with Holocaust. This was because of a history of bullying, which he bragged about in the press. In March, Hiroshi Sasaki, the creative chief of the Olympics, resigned after fat-shaming a plus-size comedian. And in February, organizing committee president Yoshiro Mori resigned over sexist remarks. Things maybe not going quite so well as you might expect, and thinking about things that aren't going well. Look, I think there's a great deal of sensitivity and a great deal of willingness to jump on any incident that may smack of racism. That's not the case in an occurrence in Tarrant, Alabama, where a city councilman named Tommy Bryant has become famous overnight, not in the way anybody wants to. He was busy debating another member of the council, whose name is Veronica Freeman, who's a black woman, and the video shows an agitated Bryant, who is discussing social media posts allegedly made by his wife with Mayor Wayman Newton and another councilwoman, when someone in the audience jumped up and claimed that Bryant's wife used a racial epithet. That prompted Bryant to slam his hand on a desk saying, "Let's get to the N-word." And then he said, "Hey, do we have a house N-word in here?" It sounded like this. Listen.
The N-word.
I mean,
hey,
I know I'm black.
Hey, okay,
I didn't want to address what I have to say.
Do we have a house in here?
Yeah, you.
What?
Okay.
Do we? Would she please stand up?
Y'all seeing this, right? It's camera. All
right. The N-word.
I mean,
hey,
I know I'm
do
black.
We have, hey, do
okay,
we have,
I didn't want to address what I have to say.
Do we have a house in here?
Okay, she left the lady who had been referred to by the N-verb. She left the meeting visibly shaken. Bryant then claimed he was merely repeating what Newton, Tarrant's first black mayor, had previously called Freeman, a claim the mayor denied.
They are trying to expose me for saying something I did not say, Newton told Alabama.com. All of that was a political stunt that they did not do very well. Okay, it's kind of on tape and kind of tough to deny. Bryant said the slur to call out the mayor and said he has no plans to step down. He Alabama Democrats have called for his resignation, saying in a statement he's racist and unfit to serve. Well, he's denying something that is on tape, and it's kind of tough. The statement from the local mayor said Alabama still has a long way to go when it comes to race, but cozying up to the KKK and using the N-word should make you unfit to serve. These racists belong in the history books with Bull Connor and George Wallace, not on the taxpayers' payroll. I wouldn't bet on a big political future for Councilman Tommy Bryant. And then there is this. President Trump was speaking to a loving crowd, he said, on January 6th. And this, of course, brings up the ongoing debate about the commission or the select committee. But for a book called I Alone Can Fix It, he had given an exclusive interview back at the end of March, after he'd left the presidency, of course, and it's just released today in the midst of the debate about January 6th. This is the president commenting on that fateful day. Listen. Clip 15.
There was a loving crowd, too, by the way. There was a lot of love. I heard that from everybody. Many, many people told me that was a loving crowd. And, you know, it was too bad. It was too bad that got, you know, that they didn't have.
Would you stop?
My statement.
Mr. President, I apologize. What we're trying to understand is not blame, not castigate.
No,
we want to
understand.
When you said go up there, what would you have dreamed?
I would have said that you will show not to go in, although they were ushered in by the police. I mean, in all fairness, the Capitol Police were ushering people in. The Capitol Police were very friendly. You know, they were hugging the kids. You don't see that.
Yeah, you don't see the more than 100 police officers who were actually taken to the hospital either. We will be right back with the latest on the Great Committee debate coming up.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing a bill boosting the Federal Crime Victims Fund.
They have hope and healing for victims of crime and organizations that support those victims of crime.
The White House saying it has lost billions of dollars over the past 5 years. Biden saying it's not enough to lock up perpetrators and argued crime victims need ongoing support. The National Weather Service is creating a new destructive severe thunderstorm category that will trigger alerts on all mobile devices. Starting July 28th, the Weather Service adding the damage threat tag to severe thunderstorm warnings. Severe thunderstorms can now be classified under three categories: destructive, considerable, and base. Warnings labeled destructive will automatically activate a wireless emergency alert on a smartphone within the area. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, good news from California. A judge yesterday cleared the way for our friend Larry Elder, a radio host, to join the field of candidates for an upcoming recall election. Elder was initially left off the list of candidates for submitting incomplete tax returns. Well, he got his tax returns in, and he's going to be on the ballot. And you have an option for several fine choices, but a particularly fine choice with Larry Elder on the ballot for that California recall election coming up September 14th of this year. Also coming up will be some kind of select committee. Who knows who's going to be on it? We know Liz Cheney is going to be on it, but she's the only Republican right now. And she was a Republican appointed by Nancy Pelosi. She also appointed seven other Democrats. Kevin McCarthy appointed five other Republicans. Nancy Pelosi, in an unprecedented move, said two of those Republicans weren't acceptable. Now, according to the rules of forming a select committee, and it's written right out there, McCarthy was supposed to consult with Nancy Pelosi, didn't, and she ruled out Jim Banks and Jim Jordan, both of whom strongly supported President Trump's challenge to the election results, to certifying the elections. And there's even a claim that Jim Jordan met with President Trump planning events for December, for January 6th, before they happen, including that big rally that President Trump described today as such a loving audience. Here is Nancy Pelosi actually making her announcement in her press conference this morning about the January 6th committee. And reassuring the American people that all they care about is the truth. Clip 13, listen.
We're there to seek the truth. We're there to get the truth, not to get Trump. T-R-U, truth. Trump. That seems to be what the other side is obsessed with.
T-R-U, truth, Trump? Then this. She said this about turning down the chance for Jim Jordan, who's been elected by the people of Ohio, or Jim Banks, who's been elected by the people of Indiana, to actually serve on this committee as a balance to some of the Democrats. This is clip 14.
In light of statements and actions taken by them, I could not appoint them. I said that while this may be unprecedented, so was an attack on the Capitol. I'm not going to spend any more time talking about them.
Okay, and that's because she knows she's, I think at some level, she must know she's making a mistake. Frankly, the question here is, who gains if this investigation gets more attention? Is there any way that Republicans can gain by an investigation like this about Trump's behavior on January 6th and after the election and the fight on the election, which is already lost, Biden's president? Does Trump or do Republicans gain anything? No. Republicans should want as clearly as possible, as they expressed in the Senate when they were voting on the idea of setting up a commission, time to move on. Let this rest. There's no defense for the way that Trump handled it. And so why should Republicans engage in relitigating this entire matter? So what Nancy Pelosi is doing here is basically harming her own case, because there would have been far more attention to this committee if there had been fiery partisans on it, like Jim Banks and like Jim Jordan. The hotter the arguments, the more attention it gets. And every one of those arguments helps Nancy Pelosi's side. It's not going to help the Republican side. And now, with the threat that the Republicans are going to set up their own independent investigation, who's going to pay for it? They're going to set up their own independent investigation. This really does become a bore and is going to create a lot of yawns. What kind of excitement do you expect in an all-Democratic committee, plus one with Liz Cheney on it as well? The House Majority Leader, Steny Hoyer of Maryland, had this to say on the House floor about January 6th. Listen, clip 11.
Now, I know that some of you have had pictures taken of you in this house. You look pretty terrified to me. You thought there was something serious happening. And this stuff that this was a tourist visit is absurd. What happened on January 6th? What was the insurrection about? What were people coming into the Capitol saying, let's hang the Vice President of the United States? Not of our party. You know, people shake their heads. I'm not sure why they're shaking their heads. They saw it on television. They see it on the tapes over and over and over. They see people being convicted. I happen to think the sentences are too short. It was treason. It was treason based upon a lie.
Okay, I do think that the Democrats are overplaying their hand. This is not going to help people win people over to their side. Look, it's not going to boost President Trump's political future, but frankly, if I were a Democrat, of course you want people to focus on this instead of some of the failures that are, I think fairly well put forward today by Karl Rove. He has a great piece about some of the challenges that Biden is facing. And is it really the right thing to focus on negativity? Or maybe to talk a little bit about some of the things that are actually working in America. There's a potential candidate for governor in Michigan. He's all but announced. The former police chief, James Craig, he announced an exploratory committee today in his bid for governor of Michigan. Listen to clip 2A.
We know Seattle burned, Portland burned, Los Angeles, Chicago, Philadelphia burned. and even some cities here in Michigan, but not Detroit. And here's why. As I sit here and look at the house I grew up in, I remember the 1967 riots here in Detroit. I remember seeing tanks going down my street. I remember snipers on the roof. I remember it well. During the early 90s, I was a member of the Los Angeles Police Department. I remember the Rodney King incident, the subsequent civil unrest. It was a sad day for the LAPD. When the civil unrest erupted, it was the LAPD that retreated. In 2020, when we saw riots all across our country, we never retreated.
Okay, a good pitch, you think? I think it's a devastatingly effective pitch, especially when he's running against Governor Whitmer, Gretchen Whitmer, who is already very controversial because of her handling of the pandemic and more. There's more still. There is a announcement that there will be a high-level meeting between the son of the president and potential buyers for his fine art. Is this a legitimate major national issue that should attract attention? Well, it attracted a comment today at the presidential press briefing. We will get to that and get to more coming up about a surprise appointment on the Republican side in terms of raising money for Republican candidates coming up. Who's been put in charge of an important position? Someone you wouldn't necessarily expect. Getting to in just a moment.
The Michael Medved Show.
That is really extreme.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
President Biden, before he gloats too much about some possible success with an infrastructure bill, that would be a good thing for the country, it would be a good thing for the economy, would it necessarily change his fate in the upcoming midterm elections? Washington Post ABC News poll just released showed Americans disapprove of Joe Biden's handling of crime by 48% to 38%. And 59% say crime is an extremely or very serious problem. Additionally, 55% say more funding for police would result in less violent crime. Okay, this is obviously going to be one of the key issues. It's one of the reasons that many Republicans across the country, including this Republican, are very excited about the idea of James Craig, who speaks so well, did such a great job as police chief in Detroit, comes from the Detroit community, comes from a very modest, humble, black background, and has just announced his exploratory committee and his bid for governor. He could win this thing, and he immediately then becomes a national, I mean it, Republican player and a potential candidate for national office. Here's how he talked about his record and his work as police chief of the city of Detroit. This is clip 2B.
But there's more to the why than that. 8 years ago, when I was appointed as chief of police here in the city of Detroit, the department was in shambles. Equipment that didn't work. The morale of the police officers were at the very bottom. 911 emergency calls sometimes took in excess of an hour. That's even if the police responded. But as a leader, we led from the front, we turned it around, and made Detroit a safer city. The community that lived here in the area said, the Detroit Police Department is back. I met with so many in our community so that we could build that trust-based relationship. We did that. And as a result, found the tragic death of Mr. Floyd in Minneapolis, Detroit never burned. And always our police officers mattered. Our rules mattered. Following policy mattered. And that starts with me. Leading from the front. How come many politicians don't get that? None of this. Rules for thee, not for me. Michigan has had enough of that.
And referring to a number of problems that Governor Whitmer had, like Governor Newsom, who's being recalled, and facing Larry Elder in the recall election, as mentioned, that problems with not following the same regulations and the same limitations that other people who weren't governor were expected to follow. Final words from the excellent job putting together a basic announcement of candidacy here. This is clip 2C from James Craig.
I know how important it is to fix education. I know what's going on with small businesses. Let's solve the employment concern today. Not a hand out, but a hand up. We need to bring our state back by leading from the front. There's not much of that going on today. What's this all about? I'm opening an exploratory committee to help me think about a run for governor for the state of Michigan. This is about leading from the front, keeping people safe, which is a core responsibility, solving problems, and that's what Michigan needs. I am Chief James Craig.
Okay, look, he needs to win. If he can win even a third of the black vote in Michigan, which is not dominant, but it's substantial, and if he can win a third of the black vote out of Detroit, which is mostly concentrated in Detroit, he wins by a landslide. Michigan is a close state anyway. A black candidate Republican, John James, almost got elected senator last time. Now, if he had won, and he lost by less than 2%, if he had won, then the Republicans would still be in control of the Senate, and we would have a different Washington and, in fact, a different world. And I think people should feel very encouraged about James Craig and his race, or potential race, for governor. Jen Psaki today, less encouraging. Honest to God, I, with all his other problems, and there are plenty of them, plenty of challenges President Biden faces, does he really need to face additional challenges with his son, Hunter? Biden Press Secretary Jen Psaki actually had this to say at the White House press briefing today about the exciting development in the world of fine arts. No, he's not going to be one of the Kennedy Center honorees, but about Hunter Biden's upcoming art show. Listen, clip 9.
We now know that Hunter Biden is going to be able to meet with prospective buyers at two art shows where his paintings are going to be on display later this year. How does this square with the goal of keeping him in the dark about the buyers of his art as a means to prevent even the appearance of undue influence?
Well, this showing that was that you're referencing was previously public. He's not going to have any conversations related to the selling of art. That will be left to the gallerist, as was outlined in the agreement that we announced just a few weeks ago. We believe this is a reasonable system that has been established that allows for Hunter Biden to work in his profession within appropriate safeguards. So he's not going to discuss anything related to the selling of art. And I would reiterate that the gallerist will be the only person who handles transactions or conversations in that vein and will reject any offer that is out of the ordinary.
Wouldn't it be more transparent to just release the names of the buyers so that everyone would know who purchased this art and how much they paid?
Well, we won't know who the buyers are. Hunter Biden won't know who the buyers are. So I think the origin, I think, of this line of questioning, which is understandable, is about whether this would provide provide a situation for undue influence. But we won't know who they are. So there's no scenario where they could provide influence.
Does that sound convincing to you? Look, it's just Hunter Biden just did a book. And yeah, timed absolutely perfectly. Honest to goodness, maybe a little bit of constructive anonymity here, or just getting out of the limelight. And she refers to his profession as painter. When did he become a painter? Never went to art school of any kind. He did go to Yale Law School. Remember, he used to be a petroleum expert. And And this is truly unseemly. When you are president of the United States, then there should be some kind of reasonable restraints on your relatives and what they do. And especially when there have been all kinds of problems associated with his name beforehand. This is not going to be a determining issue. But it certainly shows a really extraordinarily bad judgment on Hunter's part and a difficulty in actually trying to step out of the way. Every syllable that is discussed about Hunter Biden is going to work against President Biden, and this is being extraordinarily poorly handled so far. By the way, speaking of poor handling, we're talking before about James Craig, who is launching his exploratory campaign for governor of the state of Michigan. Michigan, again, one of those key states, key swing state in 2016, key swing state in 2020. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's approval rating saw its first significant drop since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Half of Michigan voters give her favorable reviews in a poll released Monday by the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. The Democratic governor's job approval dropped by 8 percentage points from February to May, according to the survey of 600 registered voters, with a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. I contacted at the very end of May. 50% said they approved of Whitmer's performance, while 44% said they disapproved. That counts as vulnerable, particularly with a strong Republican candidate. Next time, a bunch of movies, including one real stinker, we'll review them. There's Snake Eyes and Old, and of course we'll get to Space Jam. That and much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.